What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
No excuse not to cruise. Get it on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising WGCM.
You've heard it said, nothing makes a hard job easier than having the right tools and equipment. That's true. And Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Gulfport has everything you need, from mini excavators, jackhammers, air compressors, and saws of all kinds, just to name a few. Milner Rental has lawn equipment, small contractor equipment, and all kinds of specialty power tools. Save time and money. Do the job yourself with a little help from Milner Rental on Dito Road near Highway 49 in Gulfport. Call Milner at 832-8081. You've heard it said, nothing makes a hard job easier than having the right tools and equipment. That's true. And Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Gulfport has everything you need, from mini excavators, jackhammers, air compressors, and saws of all kinds, just to name a few. Milner Rental has lawn equipment, small contractor equipment, and all kinds of specialty power tools. Save time and money. Do the job yourself with a little help from Milner Rental on Dito Road near Highway 49 in Gulfport. Call Milner at 832-8081.
Do you have a family road trip coming up, or want to head for terrain that only a Subaru can take you to? Maybe you want to test drive that Outback a few days before you buy. Well, we have great news for you. Baldwin Subaru offers a program called Drive Baldwin Rentals. This is your chance to experience the safety and versatility of a Subaru with the convenience of a rental vehicle. And don't forget the available add-ons like bike, kayak, cargo, and pet carriers. Rent a Subaru today at Baldwin Subaru in Covington.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, a clear night ahead, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, partly sunny. There is that 30% chance of showers with a high around 90. Again, 30% on Sunday with some sunshine. Sunday's high near 90. That's your forecast. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
Cruisin' WGCM.
Shoes and shirt tails. Susie was in pigtails. I knew it. same things that turned me on as a kid. Will I look back and say that I wish I hadn't done what I did?
Cruisin' day and night. This is Cruisin' WGCM.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Reset at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. The Biloxi Shuckers strive for their eighth consecutive win tonight on this Friday evening in Pensacola, Florida. From Blue Wahoo Stadium, it's the fourth game in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella will join alongside Garrett Green momentarily. Shuckers with their seventh straight win yesterday, and all it took was one run, a game that took 2 hours and 54 minutes, and just one run scored. A decisive run in the top of the seventh inning after a walk to Yancy Coca issued by Jorge Mercedes. Coca would steal second and third base before a sacrifice fly from Corey Ray would end up scoring the only run that mattered in the contest. But it was a strong pitching performance from the Shuckers, in which the Blue Wahoos had plenty and ample opportunities, but they could not play across that tying run. Let's start with Brandon Connor, though. The Southpaw on his final start this year with Biloxi. Struck out 7 walks, to allow 5 hits and 6 shutout innings. Will then turn the ball over to Clayton Andrews, who struck out 2 in an inning and 2/3 scoreless. Harold Chirino came with the ball game and really had to work around some traffic, had the bases loaded after he gave up a single and a walk before he struck out Demetrius Sims on a 3-2 pitch with 2 outs and the bases loaded. Doesn't get much higher leverage than that situation, but Chirino gets out of the jam. And then Zach Venero, a scoreless ninth inning to record his 11th save of the season. Connor picks up his fourth win. Shuckers able to put together 6 hits to the Blue Wahoos, 6 hits as well. They're led offensively by Jason Lopez, 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. Garrett Winley also doubled and singled as well for his 2 hits. Wes Clark and Xavier Warren picking up a hit as well. But again, it was the pitching that surged the Shuckers forward in that 1-0 victory last night. Again, go for their 8th straight win today, which would be their season long. 7 right now ties the season long, in which they started the year 7-0, included a 3-game sweep of these Pensacola Blue Wahoos right here at this ballpark. The Shuckers will turn to the right-hander Justin Jarvis today against the Marlins' number one prospect in Yuri Perez. We'll get you the rest of the night up next during the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the Left Field Terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And welcome back to Admiral Fetterman Field at Blue Wahoos Stadium, the home of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the AA affiliate for the Miami Marlins, as they square off against the Biloxi Shuckers, the AA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers for the fourth time in six games, the final regular season series for the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Blue Wahoos have already clinched a playoff spot, winning the first half crown, so they still have a few more days in the 2022 Southern League season. But it's time now for the starting nine for both sides. The Shuckers, again, have won seven in a row, which is two games below 500, 65-67 overall record. Here is their starting lineup tonight. Left fielder Corey Ray bats leadoff, followed by the Brewers' number one prospect, Jackson Churio, who plays center field tonight. Right fielder Garrett Whitley bats third. The first baseman, Wes Clark, out of South Carolina, bats cleanup. Switch hitting third baseman, Xavier Warren, a four-game hitting streak, he bats fifth. In his second game off the injured list, Tristan Lutz, he's the DH, bats sixth. Felix Valerio, off day yesterday, back in the starting lineup, plays second base and bats seventh. Switch hitting shortstop, Jason Koka, hits eighth. And doing the catching, it's Nick Cale, who had a big night, two nights back, a double and a home run. And the Shuckers win. Biloxi and the manager Mike Guerrero send the writer Justin Jarvis to the bump. 1-1 record, a 3.60 ERA. He goes opposite of the right-hander Yuri Perez. 3-3 record, a 4.19 ERA. Perez is the Marlins' number one prospect. They're starting nine as Pensacola enters in today. 67-61 record overall on the season. Switch hitting shortstop Nassim Nunez bats first, followed by the left-handed hitting left fielder, J.D. Orr. Plenty of speed, always a threat to run when he's on the base pass. Something we'll have to see how the Shuckers pitching, and Nick Cale will get around him today. The DH today is going to be J.D. Osborne. He bats third. The left-handed hitting right fielder, Norel Gonzalez, bats cleanup. Doing the catching, it's Will Banfield. He's slotted in the five spot. Bubba Hollins plays the hot corner at third and hits six. Marcus Chu, back over at first, Manning first base bag, hits seventh. And the second baseman, Demetrius Sims, hits eighth, with the center fielder, Thomas Jones, rounding out the starting nine. And again, Perez goes opposite of the right-hander, Justin Jarvis, and we'll see what Justin provides for us today, coming off one of his best starts this year across both high A and double A. Definitely was his best double A start. Jarvis struck out six and allowed just three hits, one run across seven innings in the win against the Embrys. When we come back, we'll get you our picks to click in tonight's contest. That's next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
And welcome back to Pensacola, Florida on this Friday night. Matchup between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest. Thomas and Zarella, as you welcome in Garrett Green. Garrett, we'll start over with you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
You know, he has done such a good job over the last six games. He's been really good in this series. I think he's swinging a good bat. He was also named to the Arizona Fall League today. Give me Xavier Warren as my pick to click today for the Biloxi Shuckers facing off against Yuri Perez. I think he's been swinging a hot bat, and he's going to click yet again today for the Shuckers.
I like it. I like it. I'm going to go into a man just below him in the order, Felix Valerio. Seven-game on base, looking to make it eight today, but in the month of September in 10 games, hitting just under 300 at 294. And he's someone that had a big first series here against Pensacola, someone who has seen Yuri Perez throughout the entire season, as Valeria and both Perez have been the whole time here in the Southern League. So let's see if those two guys in Warren and Valeria will click tonight. And, you know, obviously last night it was kind of a tough offensive night. No one's really going to click unless you have really a multi-hit game and a 1-0 contest. But, you know, Garrett really having a good night. Let's see if he can keep things rolling. And, you know, Jason Lopez, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. He had Nick Cale, who's starting today, and they've been rotating him and Lopez through. But Cale on Wednesday goes 2-for-3 with a double, a home run, and a walk. He scores twice. And you get Lopez yesterday, who single-handedly gave the Shuckers opportunities with two doubles, both coming with one out in the third and the fifth inning. So the Shuckers have been getting very good production from the nine spot and the catching position. Let's see if Cale, eight more Cale today, and will produce out of that nine spot.
Well, and you mentioned it, when you take a look at the batting averages for the series, and again, it's a very small sample size, the two highest batting averages, Nick Cale and Jason Lopez. And we always talk about how vital it is to get productivity out of that bottom spot in the order, like you said, and that's exactly what the Shuckers have gotten early on, and it's part of why they've won each of the first three games in this series.
Now again, the Shuckers have won seven in a row, looking to go eight today. The seven wins, which are tied for the second longest active winning streak in all of minor league baseball, trail just the Portland Sea Dogs, AA, for the Boston Red Sox, who have 1-8. We're almost set here at Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, Florida. Again, the Shuckers, seven wins in a row, 7-3 in their last 10, playing their best baseball at the end of the year. Again, they have a tall task at hand facing Yuri Perez, but we've seen this offense erupt in this series outside of the 1-0 win yesterday, 8-2 win on Wednesday, 7-2 win on Tuesday. This is an offense you don't want them to score first, because they can put up one of those crooked numbers early, as seen on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's been the second inning. Hint, hint. Let's see if the Shuckers have a big second inning today. Well, first pitch on the side. National Anthem up next here on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Let's go! Woo!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewer Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, Florida, it is the final Friday night game of the year. It's game number 4 in a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Hope that you're having a great Friday so far. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into today 65-67 on the year, 31-34 in the Southern League second half, and on a 7-game winning streak. As for these Pensacola Blue Wahoos, 67-61 on the year, 33-32 in the second half. They have dropped their last three games. Here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off is the left fielder Corey Ray. Jackson Churio follows him in center, and Garrett Whitley in right bats third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman Wes Clark. Xavier Warren, the switch hitting third baseman, bats fifth. And Tristan Lutz is the designated hitter tonight. He'll bat sixth. In the seventh spot is Felix Valerio, the second baseman, Yason Coca at short, and rounding it all out is the catcher, Nick Kale. They go opposite the right-hander, Yuri Perez, 3-3 this year with a 4.19 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager, Mike Guerrero. Shuckers in their royal blue jersey tops. They wear the gray pants and the blue caps tonight. Wahoos in their home whites. Perez, the tall right-hander, sets and fires the first, and a fastball is outside, and we're off and running at 6:38 p.m. Central Time here in Pensacola. Glad you're spending your Friday with us. The 1-0, and Ray swings and misses at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. The count is 1-1. It's another beautiful night for baseball here in Pensacola. 83 degrees at first pitch, though it is warmer today. It feels like it's 88 outside. 1-1. And Ray takes a fastball just a little off the plate at 99 miles an hour from the right-hander Perez, and the count goes to 2-1. Ray waiting from the left side with a bend to the knees and the offer. And a fastball is outside. It's 3-1 to Corey Ray. Ray hitting 243 this year in 36 games. He had his 9-game hitting streak snapped last night, but he delivered the lone run of the game on a sac fly. Perez a long stare in, and the 3-1. And Ray swings and misses on a breaking ball down low. And so the count has a run full to Corey. Ray with 7 doubles, 8 home runs, and 21 RBIs on the year. In a full count here to lead off the ballgame, and the 3-2 is low and away. He missed with a changeup, and it's a leadoff walk to Corey Ray. So the Shuckers left fielder is on base, and This is the matchup I think we all signed up for tonight. The 18-year-old Jackson Churio, rated as the number one prospect in the Brewers organization, against the 19-year-old Yuri Perez, rated as the number one prospect in the Marlins organization. This is a display of young talent, and it's a good one. Here's the first pitch. And Churio takes a fastball tailing inside at 98 for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Perez, an imposing presence on the mound, 6'8", 222 pounds. As we said, just 19 years old. 1-0. And Churio takes a breaking ball down low. 2 balls and no strikes. For Perez, he is making his 17th appearance of the year, but this is his first outing since all the way back on August 5th, coming off of the injured list today after missing the last 6 weeks. The set and the 2-0. And Churio hits this a mile in the air, but it's just going to leave the infield. Nunez now comes back onto the infield dirt and reaches up and makes the catch. So round one, and maybe the only round, between Churio and Perez goes to the right-hander as he retires Jackson for the first out.
And let's meet the Blue Wahoos defense tonight. Start on the outfield, left to right, J.D. Orr, Thomas Jones, and Norel Gonzalez. On the infield, it's Bubba Hollins at the hot corner. Nassim Nunez, Demetrius Sims, the double play duo up the middle. Marcus Chu mans first, and Will Banfield does the catching for Yuri Perez.
So Ray off of first, and Perez the first offer. And a slider front doors its way into the wide-handed hitting Whitley for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, the scouting report on Perez, he throws a fastball, a slider, a curveball, and a changeup. Fastball sits anywhere from 96 to 99 miles an hour. Ray with a big jump, and now he heads back to the bag as a fastball misses inside at 98. On the count, 2 balls, and actually they have called a balk. So Perez must have come off of the pitching rubber and flinched whenever Ray was dancing to get him out of his motion.
I think it was a little bit of a flinch because you could see out of the corner of his eye Ray dancing off of first and just a little bit of a hesitation towards home.
So now man in scoring position with one gone, just underway here in the top of the first inning. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos. Right hitter Perez, the 0-1. And Whitley swings and misses on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And now Banfield is going to go out and hand-deliver the baseball to Perez and have a quick meeting on the mound with him. Demetrius Sims will come and have a word as well. And because Corey Ray was taking a big dancing lead off of second base. Well, the Shuckers make the Wahoos burn their first mound visit of the night just 2 batters into the game after Ray walked and got to second on a balk. Now the second baseman Sims is a lot closer to the bag as Perez takes a long time to stare in. And the 0-2. He's down in the dirt with a fastball at 98. The count of ball and 2 strikes. The official reason that Perez was on the injured list is the fact that he suffered from right shoulder fatigue, was the description from the Marlins. By all accounts, it was certainly a precautionary measure. Now the right-hander is back, and it looks like he will have the opportunity to help out with the Wahoos in the playoffs. The righty, though, 1-2, is low and outside. The count is 2-2 now to Whitley. Let's go ahead and meet our three-man umpiring crew tonight. Calling the balls and strikes is Steve Hodgins. Justin Whitten is at third, and Bobby Tissoni is at first this evening. Ray at second with one gone in a scoreless game here in the top of the first inning. First time in his career that Whitley has faced off against the 19-year-old Perez. And the 2-2 is swung on and missed. He got him to chase a curveball away. So there's the first strikeout for Perez against the Shuckers. 2 gone, and Wes Clark will be the batter. Well, for Perez, this is the 6th time that he is facing off against Biloxi. He's 1-1 this year. A 4.24 ERA. The Shuckers have gotten to him better than a lot of teams have this season. Right-hander looks back to second and the first offer to Clark. And West takes a fastball down low. It is 1-0. Last time the Perez faced the Shuckers, it was in that opening series out of the All-Star break when we hosted Pensacola for three games. Went five innings, he gave up four runs on eight hits, walked one and struck out seven. Team the Shuckers won 7-3. 1-0. And Clark takes a slider low and away. The count, two balls and no strikes to West. Clark has also not faced off against Yuri Perez in his career. So first time seeing the hard-throwing right-hander. Sets and the 2-0. And a fastball clips the bottom of the zone at 98. And the count is 2-1. Now, the prevailing thought is also that Perez likely would have hit his innings limit if he had not run into shoulder fatigue. And so his season probably would have been done by now anyway. Right-hander readies and is 2-1. And Clark takes a low and away. Doesn't chase a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes to 3-1 to Clark. No score. Shuckers and Wahoos here in the top of the first inning. Corey Ray with a leadoff walk. He got to second on a balk. But Perez got a flyout from Churio and a strikeout of Whitley. Switch hitting third baseman Xavier Warren waiting on deck for the Shuckers. And the pitch clock has expired, and fortunately Banfield called time for Perez. They are having a tough time getting on the same page here. So much so that Demetrius Sims has gone into a crouch at second base. And now he stands up and creeps close to the bag that Ray leads off of. And the 3-1 is a fastball 97 called a strike at the knees. And so the count has run full to Clark. And for Biloxi so far, they have swung at just five pitches from Perez. They are trying to make the right-hander come to them. Another full count as Clark digs back in from the right side. And Perez, the 3-2 offer is low, ball four. So the second walk issued by Perez. Runners on first and second with two gone, and now it's Xavier Warren. And so the Shuckers have already made Perez throw 20 pitches here in this first inning, and coming off of the IL, there's an assumption that he's on a pitch limit tonight and probably won't go any more than three innings, whichever one comes first. So the Shuckers might be doing their part to chase Perez a lot earlier out of this ballgame than he would have liked. Ray at second, Clark at first, and Warren the batter. And now time is called as Perez has to take his first disengagement. And man, he is just not on the same page as the catcher, Will Banfield.
And you wonder, Banfield only promoted from last time they faced each other.
First offer, and that's a slider down low for a ball. It is 1-0.
We saw him outside of the All-Star break, and I know Banfield was only newly promoted at the time. McIntosh has done most of the everyday catching. How many times has Banfield worked with Perez before? Because again, we said he's been on the shelf for the last few weeks.
Runners off of first and second and the 1-0. And Warren takes a fastball down low. Two balls and no strikes. Again, Banfield was activated and promoted to Pensacola back on July 22nd. Perez only made three starts since then. 2-0 the count. And Warren takes a changeup that fades outside. And the count is three balls and no strikes to Warren. So Xavier is in the driver's seat, and Perez has no feel for the strike zone right now. He's thrown 23 pitches. Just eight of them have been strikes, and one of them was the pop-out by Churio. 3-0 offer. Inside and low, it's ball four, and he walks Warren on four pitches, and the bases are now loaded for Tristan Lutz. And so Dave Island is going to come out and have a word with Perez. Again, for the fact that you know that the right-hander is on a pitch count tonight, and again, the Wahoos have a good backup plan tonight. Dax Fulton, their great left-hander, is scheduled to tandem. But you were probably looking to get three innings out of Perez, and certainly in his only tune-up at Double-A before the postseason, this is not what the Wahoos would have been looking for, but it's a golden opportunity for the Shuckers, and they're bringing up a hitter that has faced off against Perez a decent amount this season in Tristan Lutz. So a leadoff walk to Ray, a flyout and a strikeout, but then back-to-back walks to Clark and Warren, including on just four pitches to Xavier. And so Lutz, the DH tonight, digs in from the right side. Right-hander Perez stares in the first offer. Is on the inside corner at 96 for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, Lutz returned from the IL himself last night. He had missed 17 games. Went 0-2, but did walk in his final time up before he was pinch ran for. Bases loaded with two gone, the 0-1. And Lutz bounces it foul. The count is no balls and two strikes. Tristan this season, 2-for-7 off of Perez with one strikeout. Shuckers trying to not strand a bunch of men on base like they did last night. Shuckers didn't have a hit with men in scoring position, as the only run in a 1-0 game scored on a sac fly. The 0-2 when Lutz pulls it foul down the third baseline. The count stays at 0-2 to Tristan. 69th game of the year for Lutz. He's hitting .258 with 11 doubles, 10 home runs, and 56 RBIs. 24-year-old, a native of Arlington. As a slider misses low and outside, Lutz moves the hands towards it, but he doesn't offer. The count is a ball and two strike to Lutz. So Perez now up to 28 pitches here in this first inning. The 1-2, and Lutz strikes out swinging on a slider away. So Perez walks, the bases loaded, but gets out of the jam. Well, the Shuckers might have done their part to knock him out of the game earlier than they would have liked. We move on to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Shuckers nothing, and the Blue Wahoos coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother.
Bottom of the first inning, the Shuckers held off the board despite loading up the bases. So here is the starting lineup that the right-hander Justin Jarvis will look to keep in check tonight for the Wahoos. Leading off is the shortstop Nassim Nunez. J.D. Orr is in left field. He's followed by J.D. Osborne, who's the designated hitter tonight. Norel Gonzalez, the left-handed hitting right fielder, is the cleanup man. And Will Banfield, the catcher, that's fifth. In the sixth spot is the third baseman, Bubba Hollins. Marcus Chu at first, Demetrius Sims at second, and rounding it all out is the center fielder, Thomas Jones. They go opposite the right-hander, Justin Jarvis, 1-1 with a 3.60 ERA, and the Blue Wahoos are led by second-year manager Kevin Randall. So here is Nunez. Switch hitter stands in from the left side, and he takes a fastball outside at 95 for a ball from Jarvis. It is 1-0. Jarvis kicks home the 1-0. And another fastball off the plate. Well, Jarvis, the 6'2", 183-pound right-hander, just 22 years old, making his fourth start at AA. As he brings home a fastball, high strike on the outer half. And the count is 2-1 to Nunez. Right-hander, a fifth-round pick in 2018 by the Brewers, as his 2-1 fastball is low, and it's 3-1 to Nunez. Taken out of Lake Norman High School in North Carolina, native of Mooresville, North Carolina. The 3-1, and that is low, and so Jarvis starts his night with a 5-pitch walk. Man on with nobody gone, and J.D. Orr coming to bat. This is very different than what we saw out of the right-hander Jarvis in his last start that he made on Saturday night of last week against the Mississippi Braves, in which he was nearly unhittable. 7 innings, just 1 run on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. A game that the Shuckers ended up winning 9-1. Remember, he came out and he went 7 pitches for 7 strikes to get through the first inning. First offer is a fastball outside edge to the left-handed hitting J.D. Orr. For a strike, it is 0-1. Scouting report on Jarvis, a fastball, a slider, a curveball. He also mixes in a split change. Right-hander 0-1. And a fastball misses a little low and tight. One ball and 1 strike to the left-handed hitting Orr. And Orr is a speedster who loves to drop down the bunt if possible. That's why the third baseman Warren is playing just a step back from the grounds. As the 1-1 is weakly tapped up the third base line as he lunged at it, and it's 1-2 now to Orr. 240 hitter for Orr, 11 doubles, a triple, a home run, and 15 RBIs in now 79 games with the Blue Wahoos. This is game number 67 at home for Pensacola, game number 129 overall. As Jarvis spins and chucks it to first, on a dive back in by Nunez. Detailed many times as a stolen base threat in this series. 21 stolen bases in 26 tries. The 1-2, and Orr pops it in the air, third base side. Warren ranging into foul ground, just a few steps into it, not too far from his position, reaches up and secures the catch. So Orr fouls out, going in the inning, and J.D. Osborne will be the batter.
And let's meet the Shuckers' defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. Corey Ray, Jackson Churio, and Garrett Whitley is over in right. Xavier Orr just made that catch. He's at third. Jason Coca, Felix Valerio, the double play duo up the middle. Wes Parkman's first, and Nick Hale does the catching for Justin Jarvis tonight.
Man on first and one gone in a scoreless game, and J.D. Osborne swings through a 95-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Osborne moved up the lineup. You can understand why. In his 2 games he's appeared in this series, he's 4-for-7 against the Shuckers with a double and a home run. Fouls back and off speed. The count is quickly 0-2 to the designated hitter. Osborne comes into today on a 7-game hitting streak, adding .255 for the season, 8 doubles, a triple, and 5 home runs. Nunez with his leadoff of first. As Jarvis operating from the third base side of the rubber kicks home. And an 0-2 is fouled straight back. Went with a fastball 96 at the top of the zone. The count stays at 0-2 to Osborne. Mention the fact that Nunez has stolen 21 bases. He's been thrown out 5 times this year. 3 of them have been in this series against the Shuckers. He's just 2-for-5 in steals. The 0-2. And a breaking ball is wildly swung out and missed. And Jarvis gets his first strikeout of the night. Well, that looked like the curveball that time. And Osborne goes down waving at it. And it brings up Norel Gonzalez.
Well, that's why you get in front of hitters like Jarvis did. And that's something he did pretty well in his last start. Able to throw that curveball in the dirt and get a big swing and a miss out of it.
So 2 gone and a man on first in a scoreless game here in the bottom of the first inning. The first pitch to Norel Gonzalez is a dart on the outside corner for a called strike. It is 0-1. Left-handed hitting Gonzalez, a .258 hitter in 53 games. 9 doubles, 9 homers as he fouls this back, and the count is quickly 0-2. 44 RBIs for the right fielder, native of Santa Clara in Cuba. Nunez a very short leadoff at first, and the 0-2 is a curveball whipped over and missed. And so Jarvis needed just one batter to get his feel back. He walks the first man and then strikes out two of the next three. That sends us on to the second inning. And we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows?
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Scoreless ball game as we go to the second inning between the Shuckers and the Wahoos, and the right-hander Yuri Perez deals home a fastball, 96 on the inner edge for a called strike to the right-handed hitting Felix Valeria, the 0-1. And a breaking ball is hit out towards short. It dies on a hop to Nunez, who winds and fires to first. Valerio is retired on a one-hop. So just two pitches and one out for Perez, something that he did not do in the entirety of the first inning. And it brings up the switch hitter, Jason Koga. And Biloxi did a good job running up Perez's pitch count in the first inning. He threw 29 pitches. Just 12 of them were strikes as he walked the bases loaded. First offer to Koga. It was a breaking ball outside. It is 1-0. Yeason, a .217 hitter this year. 12 doubles, a triple, and a home run. 1-0. And a curveball is swung over and missed. And the count is 1-1. Yeason walked in the seventh inning last night, stole second and third, and scored the only run of the game. 1-1 is a low end outside. And the count is 2 balls and a strike to Koga. Switch hitter batting left against the right-hander Perez. Hands over the head as he deals. And a 2-1 is a fastball. Weaved and missed late. The count is 2-2 to Koga. Jason is 0-2 lifetime with a walk and a strikeout against Perez. Break-even pitch. He was low and outside. He tried to get him to chase a 90-mile-an-hour changeup. The count has run full to Jason. The set. And the 3-2 is a backdoor curveball that misses for ball four. What a take by Koga. And it's the fourth walk of the night for Perez. Man on with one gone. Nick Cale coming to bat. And with that, a right-hander has started to loosen out of the bullpen for the Wahoos. Well, that is a piece that Perez has tried to work on as he's progressed here at Double A, is that backdoor curveball to left-handed hitters. First off, her fastball, 94 that time on the outside edge to Kale. It is 0-1. You certainly hope that's not a sign of something negative in the impacting parents. 0-1, and a breaking ball is at the knees for a swipe. Like the slide of that time, and it's very quickly 0-2 to Kale. Nick, a .234 hitter this year in 20 games, 4 doubles, 3 home runs, 14 RBIs. A lob throw over to first. It was a little high, and Chu had to jump for it. Nick, a native of Monteplate in the Dominican Republic, has the set and the 0-2. And that bounces in, and Banfield has to block it in front of him to keep Coca over at first. Meanwhile, Perez from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Anytime that a couple of guys from the DR get together, they normally have a playful banter back and forth. And Perez, with the way he's checked and looked over at Coca, that is certainly in play tonight. 1-2 fastball, 96 on the outer edge. And Kale goes down looking. Third strikeout for Perez. That one comes on the outer edge. Second out in the inning. And the lineup turns back over to Corey Ray. No score. Shuckers and Wahoos. The man on first and two gone here in the top of the second. Yeah, right back where we were last night. Right-hander Perez, the first offer to Ray. Left-hander takes a fastball off the plate, 1-0. Getting back to what I was saying earlier, Perez, one of the things he worked on with Dave Island as he was progressing through the year was pitching backdoor to left-handed hitters. 1-0, and Ray takes a swing and a miss at a fastball. And it's 1-1. So really mixing his curveball to that outside part of the plate, dropping it in to fool the left-handed hitters, and also adding in a slider that he'll throw backdoor as well. The set down though, 1-1. That time he threw a changeup that was in the opposite batter's box, and Ray not fooled by it. And the count goes to 2-1. Corey walked his first time up, got second on a balk, and moved to third as Clark and Warren each were walked. Coca with a moderate lead off of first. And there he goes on the 2-1. It's outside. The throw down to second is not in time. And Yason steals second. Well, that was almost a pitch out. It was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball that was in the other batter's box. And even with that, Coca steals second.
That's just how good of a jump he had over there at first. You know, as you said, it was a perfect ball to throw on.
So now Ray with count leverage, and here's the 3-1. And Ray swinging for the fences. He was just underneath the fastball. Elevated heater, and Ray just got underneath it to foul it back. And so the count has run full to Corey. Jackson Churio waiting on deck. The Shuckers would love to give him another crack. The right-hander Perez. Man on second and two gone. And after a check to second, the 3-2. And Ray strikes out swinging on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. 4 strikeouts for Perez tonight over 2 scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left on for the Shuckers in the second. 1.5 in the books, and we're scoreless between Biloxi and Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community.
For details on how to join, visit theluxyshuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Right-handed hurling Justin Jarvis gets the right-handed hitting Will Banfield, the catcher. And the first offer is a curveball low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So Jarvis walked the first batter that he saw on five pitches, but then got a foul out and two strikeouts to work his way through a scoreless bottom of the first inning. Through 16 pitches, 11 of them were strikes. A slight delay as the ball got away from the bullpen for the Wahoos. 1-0 and a breaking ball on the outside edge. That looked like the curveball again from Jarvis. The count is 1-1 to Banfield. Well, Banfield and Jarvis have met 16 times in their career. 1-1 fastball, 96 is low, and it's 2-1. And in terms of batter versus hitter, Banfield has gotten to Jarvis a little bit. 5-for-16 against him. The 2-1. And a fastball down low at 95. And a count, 3 balls and 1 strike. Banfield has not walked against Jarvis. He has one extra base hit in those 5 hits. It was a double, and he struck out twice. 3-1. It is on the outside edge with a fastball at 95. And the count has run full to the leadoff man for the Wahoos here in the bottom of the second. Jarvis, the payoff, is down low with a fastball. It's ball 4. Second inning, second leadoff walk for Jarvis. It brings up the third baseman, Bubba Hollins. Well, for Justin, this is his 28th start of the year. Pending the other starters in minor league baseball tonight, that gives him the most starts of any pitcher in minor league baseball this year, as the first pitch is a fastball fouled back for a strike. 27 appearances before this, he'd thrown 136 innings. This is his fourth outing at Double A. Right-hander sets and the 0-1. And a curveball spins in at the knees for a strike. It is 0-2. Last time out for Justin, 7 innings against Mississippi, just 1 run allowed. Thomas got a chance to catch up with him after that start, as the 0-2 was a high and away curveball. The count is 1-2. What was it Justin said? He said, tonight I just felt like I had command of all 4 pitches.
He did, and it really did appear so. He was getting swing misses on everything.
1-2, and this is fly down the left field side, but foul off the bat from Hollins. The state of ball ends, who strikes to the right-handed hitting third baseman.
I think that's always fun for the fans and fun for us to watch when a pitcher just has everything work. We've seen Nick Bennett when he has that slider, changeup, fastball, just command of everything. And it just simplifies so much when you can get ahead of hitters.
Ahead here, and the 1-2. He swung on and missed. Buried a curveball away and got a swing and a miss out of Hollins. Third strikeout for Jarvis. First out here in the second inning. And Marcus Chu will be the batter. I think there are some nights that, you know, you sit up here and you watch a guy pitch and you feel like he has it all dialed in. It's just good to get that confirmation. First offer in Chu chases a high fastball at 94 for a strike. It is 0-1. But certainly, again, Jarvis in that last outing, what was it, 13 pitches before he threw his first ball of the night?
Yeah.
And he was in command. 0-1, and Chu flinches and holds off on another high heater. The count is 1-1 to the first baseman. Banfield at first after the leadoff walk. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the bottom of the second. Seven-hole hitter Marcus Chu has the 1-1. Right on the outer edge with a fastball. Well, tie for a strike. It's 1-2. Chu and Jarvis saw plenty of each other at High A as well. Chu is 2-for-7 lifetime off of the Shuckers right-handed. The kick and the 1-2. He is swung on and missed. There's the changeup blown away that time. And it's 4 strikeouts for Justin Jarvis. 1 2/3 innings. And he'll get Demetrius Sims with the man on first and 2 gone. Left-hander Dax Fulton is warming out of the bullpen for the Wahoos, so it looked like we'll get him for the third. First offer on the way, that's down in the dirt. Kale blocks it, and it goes bouncing away from him, but not outside of the dirt circle. No opportunity for Banfield to advance. 1-0. By the way, worth mentioning, Banfield has not attempted a steal in his time at AA. Jarvis still glares over at him before he sets and deals a 1-0. And Sims waves and misses late at a high fastball. And it's 1-1 to the second baseman for the Wahoos. Sims a 307 hitter this year in 26 games at AA. 7 doubles, a homer, and 14 driven in. 1-1 shot down the right field line, foul. The count is 1-2. So Jarvis now at 34 pitches, 22 of them have been strikes. Banfield at first after the leadoff walk with 2 gone in a scoreless game. Time is called now by Sims before the next offer from Jarvis. Right-hander gets his sign from Kale, sets belt high from the third base side of the rubber, and kicks home a 1-2 changeup that's down in the dirt. Good job by Kale to block it. Didn't actually have it in his glove. It was tucked in between his arm and his chest protector, but he still came up and feigned to throw to first. Gamesmanship at its finest. Second baseman Valerio is mostly up the middle, the left side of the infield playing back for the righty Sims. As a 2-2 fastball is just a little outside. Missed the outside corner there. The count is run full to Sims. Remember, Sims came up in the ballgame last night in the 8th inning with the bases loaded and 2 out, and he struck out against Errol Chirino. 3-2, he's low and inside with a fastball. It's ball 4. Jarvis just missing the outside edge with his 2-2 pitch and the inside corner with that 3-2 pitch. And as he walks back up the top of the mound, he stretches his arm above his head. 2 fingers held together is a pointer and middle finger. And I think that indicates that he didn't quite get the right grip on that ball as he came downhill with it. Third walk of the night. So runners on first and second with 2 gone. And it brings up the 9-hole hitter and the right-handed hitter, Thomas Jones. First offer, and a slider is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Jones has also seen plenty of Justin Jarvis. He's 1-for-11 lifetime against him. He does have 2 walks, but he's struck out 4 times against the righty. 1-0. And a curveball swung through and missed. The count is 1-1 to Jones. 62 games now at Double A for Jones. A little bit below the Mendoza line, hitting 178. 11 doubles, a triple, and 8 home runs. The kick and the 1-1. And a fastball dots the bottom part of the zone. Towards the outer half, and it's 1-2. Jarvis trying to get around a pair of walks here in this second inning. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos. The 1-2 is bounced in the dirt. Buried a breaking ball and threw about a 57-footer. Really good job by Kale to slide a little bit to his right and block it down right in front of him. But again, Banfield is kind of operating as a stop at second base. And not the fastest runner in that spot. Jarvis is 2-2. And a slider at the top of the zone misses, and the count is run full. So second consecutive batter that Jarvis has gotten ahead 1-2 and then fallen into a full count. See what he attacks Jones with here. Runners on first and second and two gone. The 3-2. He's a check swing on a fastball, and it misses high. And so now Jarvis has walked the bases loaded. The lineup will turn back over to Nassim Nunez.
Now that was the type of at bat that Jones put together yesterday. Remember, he walked three times in the loss, and he had one of the most important walks in the ballgame that loaded the bases in the fifth inning before Brandon Kinnear would strike out the next three men.
So Nick Childs is going to come out and have a word with Jarvis and check in on him. Ryan Hender has seen his pitch count swell here in this second inning. He's sitting at just 16 pitches through the first. He's now at 43 pitches on the night. Pitch inning. And normally for most organizations, and specifically what we've seen out of the Brewers, right around 35 pitches is the limit in an inning that they will let a pitcher throw. And Steve Hodgins is already out and right in the middle of the conversation between Childs and Jarvis and the entire infield. Childs gives two pats on the shoulder of Jarvis, and honestly there, I don't really know if it was so much about the way that they're attacking Nunez here, but Jarvis was kind of gesturing and motioning. Again, his fastball command has just not quite been there. He hasn't been erratic with it tonight, but he's trying to hit the outside edges, and he just quite hasn't found it tonight. Four walks and four strikeouts, so the bases loaded and two gone. And Nunez, the switch hitter from the left side. And the first offer is a fastball, and yet again, it's low. You want to know. And I guess if you're Jarvis, if you're going to miss somewhere with a fastball, that's where you want to leave it. As the righty sets, and the 1-0 is bounced on the ground. Clark spears it off of his left side, wheels around, and heads to the bag. And Jarvis gets himself out of the jam in the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, but three men left on for the Wahoos. And as we go on to the third inning, we're still scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the third inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. New hurler on for the Wahoos in the third to tell you all about it and take you through the frame. Here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. The new left-hander, Dax Fulton, places a breaking ball in the outside corner to the center fielder, the Brewers' number one prospect in Jackson Chorio. 0-1, and a fastball just misses inside at 95 miles an hour. for a ball. Again, top of the third inning, no score. Is Fulton a quick worker on the mound? 1-1. And he comes right back with another fastball in the outside corner. This time, it's a called strike. The 20-year-old Fulton, 6'7", 225 pounds. This is 1-2, and Chorio's out in front. Bounces it into the Camerwell foul. And the count stays 1-2. Second round draft picked in 2020, 40th overall by the Marlins. As 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Native of Weatherford, Texas, or Oklahoma, excuse me, went to Mustang High School in Oklahoma City. His fourth appearance with Pensacola. 2-2. And Chorio flies the opposite way. Coming in is Gonzalez, the right fielder. Makes the catch on the run. And one gone in the third. Now, Fulton was promoted to AA Pensacola on August 25th from High A Beloit. He made 20 starts there, 5-6 record, a 4.07 ERA. But the strikeout numbers are wide disparity. 120 punch outs, just 35 walks, and 97 and a third innings. As the right-handed batter, Garrett Whitley, takes the fastball low and away for a ball. Three starts this year with Pensacola, 2.25 ERA, 1-0 record, as a curveball is rolled over foul third base side. Third baseman Holland scoops it up just behind the third base coach's box. 21 strikeouts in 16 innings. He's walked just five this year again with double A. As the 0-2 is outside. Hitters hitting just 127 against Dax this year. As Willie takes outside with a changeup. And the count evens 2-2. So far, his ERA has been lower than when he was promoted from High A Beloit. That's the way it works sometimes. 2-2 to Whitley. Is swung on and missed for strike three. Excuse me, that is strike two. As Whitley walked across the whole batting circle. And so again, now the count is 2-2. Infield back, goalie around, one out. Base is empty and down and in. As that is ball four. So Whitley walks and leadoff man's on in the top of the third inning. But Fulton comes in to replace Yuri Perez. And which Perez couldn't find the zone. Walked four, struck out four. Two scoreless innings, though. But the out of the 45 total pitches is 25 strikes for the young 19-year-old right-hander. Wes Clark, the first baseman from the right side, takes down and in. It sneaks away. Whitley's off towards second. He glides in standing. A fastball that nicked off the glove of Will Banfield. And we'll see how that one goes down. It possibly a pass ball on Banfield. But it is ball one to Wes Clark, who walked his first time up. The walks have been king here between both sides. Eight total walks between both sides. As Clark takes a changeup outside, 2-0. He'll make that nine with Garrett Whitley. It's five walks issued from Pensacola, four from Biloxi, in which each team has at least walked the bases loaded one time tonight. Left-hander Fulton is set from the belt, 2-0. And Clark flares it into shallow left center field, dropping fast, and it dunks down for a base hit. Whitley advances to third, a base hit for Wes Clark as J.D. Orr was racing in from left field, decided not to dive. Has had the glove reaching out into left center and ends up dropping in. Orr has to cover a lot of ground with his speed, gives him a chance. But because it was a catchable ball and Whitley had a hold at second base, so runners at first and third. One gone, top of the third, no score. And first pitch, Warren bashes down the left field line. It goes to the wall. Whitley jogs home from third. Clark gets the green light around third base. The relay throw home on a hop. Gets past Banfield. Warren, who is at second, now will go to third. And Xavier Warren, a two RBI double, puts Biloxi on top. 2-0 in the third. Well, a hectic and chaotic play, but Xavier Warren, first pitch hunting against Dax Fulton, just tugs it down the left field line, or was shooting out into left center. And so again, Warren at the end of the play ends up at third. Infield comes in against Tristan Lutz. Right-handed batter takes a backdoor curveball for a strike. A walk, a single, and then the double. From the stretch, 0-1. And Lutz takes inside with a fastball 95 for a ball, 1-1. Lutz struck out swinging his first time up, came up with the bases loaded in the first inning. As a 1-1, he's tardy on a fastball and falls behind 1-2. Now again, Lutz's first game back off the injured list yesterday. Went 0-2. Walked and then was substituted with a Terrence Dawson was the pinch runner. 1-2. And Lutz fouls it off Banfield, who comes up holding his hand. I think it caught him right on either a finger when it bent back the glove then, or it caught him on the wrist, but well, Banfield is one of the catcher mitts that you could strap your hand to almost like a boogie board. And so the glove went flying off, and that's the case sometimes for a catcher when your thumb gets bent back. And it's very painful. 1-2, and Lutz waves over a changeup for strike three. First strikeout for Dax Fulton, and a crucial second out of the third. So again, Xavier Warren still at third. His two RBI double, his third double of the year, by the way, has given Biloxi a 2-0 lead in the third. Felix Valero swings the first pitch, a two-hop bouncer to Hollins, fields in the gut, throws across the diamond from behind the third base bag, and that puts an end to this top of the third inning. But a big inning for the Shuckers as they score two runs on two hits and leave a man over at third base. Xavier Warren extends his five-game hitting streak now with that. 2-0 Shuckers after 2.5 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Boy. Bottom of the third inning in Pensacola. Two RBI dealt from Xavier Warren. He gives the Shuckers a 2-0 advantage as the first pitch curveball at 72 miles an hour misses low and in for a ball to the left-handed swinger in J.D. Orr. Right-hander Justin Jarvis 1-0, and Orr skies it foul third base side over the Shuckers dugout. Out of play for strike one. Now 47 pitches for the right-hander Jarvis, 26 strikes. A long second inning for him as he comes back with a breaking ball on the outside of the corner. Look at the changeup that just missed. It's 2-1. Orr popped out his first time up in foul ground to Xavier Warren as Orr fights it off foul third base side. A loud thud as I believe it hit one of the light poles here. And trickles back down into the lower bowl. 2-2. And Orr flies it well. Center field. Pachurio sidesteps to his left. It makes the catch. And straight away center field. One gone in the third. Well, now every game in this series, the Shuckers have scored first. They have won the first three games. And with one out, nobody on, it's J.D. Osborne. But Pensacola has not led at all in this series. It's Jarvis from the windup, first pitch. And a fastball just above the letters at 94 for a ball. Well, the first two games, they scored two runs on a Tuesday in the second inning, four runs on the second inning on Wednesday. As a curveball misses high, 2-0. And then yesterday, obviously a 1-0 win for Biloxi. He only scored the one run in the seventh. 2-0, and a fastball runs down and away for ball three. And again, it has been the early innings for the Shuckers, where they have struck gold. 3-0. And Osborne taking all the way, a fastball down the heart of the plate. Called strike at the knees. Struck out swinging his first time up against Jarvis. 3-1. And that's low with another fastball for all four. The fifth walk issued by Justin Jarvis. 10 combined walks. We're not through three innings yet. In this one, that is a double-A season high. Jarvis walked four against Rocket City. So man at first. Shucker is infield looking to turn two. As Norel Gonzalez sticks a curveball at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 2-0 Biloxi, home half of the third inning. And the fourth game of this six-game set, Shucker's look to continue their winning streak as Gonzalez punts on the ground. Diving stop from Warren. He'll flip to second. But because of Osborne's speed, he slides in safely. And it forced Valerio off the bag. So that will be an infield single. And which was a really good stop from Warren. Again, it was shaded in the shortstop position on the infield.
And you would love for the Shuckers to get an out there, but I think more than anything, what that did is kept Osborne from advancing to third. And so you keep him right there at second and still have a double play candidate in Gonzalez and Banfield.
Runners on first and second, one out, and Will Banfield swings to the first pitch, curveball, two hopper out the short, Coco to second, Valerio over to first, and they turn the twin killing. 6-4-3 double play. Garrett Green right on cue in inning ender. And the Shuckers take a 2-0 lead into the fourth in Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united. Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Southern Sky. Top of the fourth, hitting the left hitter Dax Fulton. It'll be 8-9-1. And the Shuckers order is Avery Warren. A 2-RBI double is what ended up giving the Shuckers the lead. But it was the double play turned by the middle infielders in Yason Koken and Felix Valerio that worked Jarvis out of the jam in the third inning. Don't forget that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. First pitch to Yason Koken, who switches for the right side and takes a fastball. The outer half for strike one. The 0-1 is hacked over and missed on the breaking ball. First strike two. Koken walked his first time up, stole second. He stole two bases yesterday and ended up being the most important run of the ball game. 0-2, and Koken shoots it foul the opposite way on the ground. The count stays. So Yason is still looking for his first hit in the series, 0-for-6, but has worked 3 walks and stolen 3 bases. The 0-2, and Koken takes high and away with a fastball 95 for a ball. Fulton his second inning after falling Yuri Perez. 1-2, and Koken chases after. Second strikeout for Dax Fulton in the first down of the fourth. Pitch down and away in the zone. Koken went lunging after it. So one out, bases empty, top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Biloxi. Here's Nick Cale, the catcher. And he takes a curveball high as he tried to backdoor its way to the right-handed batter. Left-hander Fulton wasting no time, 1-0. And Cale pops it up. First base side, foul ground. Chew towards the tarp, but runs out of room as he stumbles over the back end of the tarp as well.
Oh, you can't do that. You're wearing spikes. You're climbing on top of the tarp with them. That is a bad combination.
Well, that's the one catch that Anthony Rizzo had. Remember back at Wrigley Field where he climbed on top of the tarp and made the catch. 1-1. This is away with a changeup, 2-1. But a little different here, as you said. The netting behind home plate runs all the way down the first and third base line. As Cale takes high and away, another breaking ball, 3-1. There's really no shot for you to even try to make a catch down there. As a 3-1, and Cale again pops it high in the air. This might be playable for Chew at first. Goes into the bullpen, wheels back towards the field and in and out of the glove as he falls onto his backside. He was halfway in between the bullpen for Pensacola, but again, the ball always comes back towards the field of play. Always strange how it does that, too. A right-handed batter in Cale slices it down the right field line, and the ball always comes back. 3-2, second life for Kale as he fouls it off the catcher's gear of Will Banfield. Fastball 94 in on the hands. That was high and tight. Now it's the same way for a catcher, too, that the ball will always spin back. As 3-2 to Kale, he takes a called strike three. Kale started to take a step up the first base line. Back-to-back strikeouts for Fulton. He struck out three of the last four. And two got in the fourth inning. So I always, as a catcher, you're taught to have your backside to the field of play when anything around home plate is popped up, so that it makes it easier to make the catch as a slider misses low for a ball to Corey Ray. Because if you're the other side of the spin goes back in, that's where trouble happens. As the 1-0, and Ray lays off. Fastball down and away, 2-0. Shuckers 2, Blue Wahoos nothing in the top of the fourth inning. Well, base is empty, two gone. As a 2-0 Ray, a chopper right to the first baseman, Chu. Holds up the stop sign for Fulton. He takes it himself for 1-2-3, top of the fourth inning from Dax Fulton. A bounce back frame for him. And after 3.5, Biloxi carries a 2-0 lead over Pensacola to the home half of the fourth inning. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Bottom of the fourth inning, right-hander Justin Jarvis will face Bubba Hollins, Marcus Chu, and Demetrius Sims. Biloxi a 2-0 advantage on the two RBI double from Xavier Warren in the third inning. First pitch, and Hollins swings and misses at an elevated fastball 94 for strike one. Now, so far, for the right-hander Jarvis, 58 pitches, 32 strikes as the 0-1. A curveball misses low. It is 1-1. Wow, just one hit through the first three innings, but has walked five and struck out four. As Hollins takes a fastball in the dirt, as Kale can't scoop in, it's 2-1. But really, hits have been hard to come by tonight, just three combined. And again, there have been plenty of walks for both sides. 2-1, and Hollins fouls it back with a screen for strike two. 10 combined walks. Each side has walked the bases loaded at least once tonight. As the breaking ball goes to the backstop, that was the slider. The count's full at 3-2. Holland struck out swinging in the second. And one of the four strikeouts for Jarvis. Back to four and a five batter span in between the first and the second inning. Jarvis in the windup, payoff home, and a curveball. Hollins pops foul over our heads, out of play. Collins in Orchard Park, New York native, where the Buffalo Bills play. Played his college ball at St. Bonaventure in upstate New York. As a 3-2, Hollins shoots in the alley right center field. Chorio's over, but it drops in between both Whitley and the center fielder Chorio. And Hollins tallies the second hit today for Pensacola. Back-to-back innings, they now have a hit.
Just a well-placed line drive. Whitley playing pretty deep. Chorio shaded a little bit towards left, so he had a long way to go, and it just drops in front.
Now, the only other hit was an Errol Gonzalez infield single last inning. A ball that sliced into the alley. As now time is called for a second as they ask Demetrius Sims to slide over more towards the on-deck circle. First pitch is a slider in the dirt. Good stop from Kale to slide to his right. A lot of sliding going on. As Marcus Chu takes ball one. I know that's one of the favorite stories from Adrian Beltre when he was with the Texas Rangers. Now, we've talked about on air before where slides over the on-deck circle. And Chu a healthy cut at a fastball up in the zone for strike one. It is 1-1. Belcher is asked by the umpires to stand on the on-deck circle. He brought the on-deck circle with him to where he was previously before. He was later ejected. 1-1 in Chu. Spoils it foul first base side into the seats out of play for a strike two.
I hope that video gets played when he's inducted into the Hall of Fame.
As it should be. I mean, here they have the Circle K on-deck mat, so you could kind of do the same. I mean, that is all-time video. As a 1-2, ground ball out to short. Coco to knee for second. Valerio rifles it back over to first. And for the second straight inning, the Shuckers are able to turn a double play. 6-4-3 erases the single from Hollins.
Well, both of them have been pretty much tailor-made. Koga, I don't even know if he's had to take a step left or right. The ball's been hit just right at him.
They have been two of the easier variety for them. Quickie, two outs, nobody on. Bomb the fourth inning, 2-0 Biloxi. As a second baseman, Demetrius Sims takes a curveball low and away for a ball. By the way, Shuckers now 98 double plays, turn on the air, just too shy of 100. For those keeping track at home. 1-0 and a curveball bounces in, 2-0 to Sims.
By the way, the Rangers did their part with that this year. One of their bobblehead giveaways back on August 27th was a Adrian Beltre on-deck circle bobblehead.
That is gold. And Sims stinks a fastball low, 3-0. Well, whoever came up with that idea, they deserve a raise down in Arlington.
That they do. That is remarkable.
3-0. Is at the bottom of the knees with a fastball for a strike. I wonder how much one of those is going to go for on eBay, because I may have to purchase one. 3-1, and that bounces in for ball four, another fastball. So the second time Sims has walked today, and again, the walks continue. That's now six for Jarvis.
Looks like $50 is what you're going to pay. Oh, well, someone's got it for a $37.99. There's one that's got bidding for another day and 20 hours that you could get for $29, $8 shipping right now.
Seven bids.
Are
on
you
that
willing
one
to pay $29 plus $8 worth of shipping and handling and maybe get into a bidding war for that?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm up for that, as Thomas Jones takes a slider away for a ball. Bidding war is the toughest part. 1-0, there goes the runner. Fastball misses low, and Kale can't get the ball out of the webbing. So a stolen base for Demetrius Sims. First stolen base for the Blue Wahoos tonight. Well, today in Pensacola, doing a Bubba Watson bobblehead giveaway. I don't know how many they were giving away. Well, that's something we know that Wisconsin, the high affiliate, they do plenty of bobbleheads. And a Joey Weimer one this month as 2-0 is lined to left field. Ray sidesteps a few steps to his left and back and makes a catch for the final out of the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, and a man left on base. I believe it was Joey Tober or Brad Tober. They were celebrating, and so why not have Joey Weimer? He's electric. But 2-0 Shuckers lead after four on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning, Biloxi 2, Pensacola nothing. Southpaw Dax Fulton faces Jackson Churio. And with that, we'll send it back over to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Left-handed hurler, right-handed hitting Jackson Churio in the first pitch fastball, knee-high. And Churio with a quizzical look at home plate umpire Steve Hodgins as he thought it was low, but it's called strike one. The one strike offer. And a check swing, also a called strike, belt high on the outer half. And Churio is quickly in an 0-2 hole. Jackson is 0-2 tonight. He's put the ball in play both times up. Major league pop-up to short back in the first inning. He just got under a fastball from Perez. The 0-2 from Fulton, and that's taken down low with a slider. So the count is 1-2. Surprisingly, these two never faced off when they were in high A this year. As the 1-2, and Churio strikes out swinging on a fastball on the outer half. Just the fifth strikeout for Jackson now in 14 times up. One gone, and Garrett Whitley will be the batter. Shuckers a 2-0 lead. They scored their two runs back in the third inning. A walk to Whitley, a single by Clark. As the first offer is well outside with the fastball, it's 1-0. And then a 2-RBI double by Xavier Warren, his third double at Double A this year. The kick and the 1-0 to Whitley. And Garrett takes a breaking ball down low. 2-0. Whitley also put himself in scoring position in that third inning as he advanced on a wild pitch. 2-0 offer from the southpaw. And Whitley takes a healthy swing over an inside fastball for a strike. And it's 2-1. Whitley a two-hit night last night. Has the set and the 2-1. And a breaking ball nubbed off the end of the bat foul. Over towards the first base dugout that houses the Wahoos, and the count will stay at 2-2 to Whitley. Fulton ready to go, and his 2-2 is bounced over to third, backing up on it. Hollins loads up to throw, and a stretch by Chu as he had a step towards home plate over at first, and he hauls it in for the out. Two gone in the inning, and Wes Clark the batter.
Meanwhile, for the Shuckers, Justin Jarvis, the right-hander, has made it through four innings. He has navigated around six walks in this evening's ballgame. Very reminiscent of a playoff start that happened here in Pensacola back in 2018. As the first offering, Clark was fooled by that, swings and misses at a pitch out of the zone for a strike, and so in one. Well, that night, it was game number three of the South Divisional Championship Series between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. So this misses down low. It is 1-1. And Trey Schupak was the game three starter for Biloxi. At that point, he hadn't quite evolved into the Southern League Pitcher of the Year. This was the season before that. The kick out, the 1-1 to Clark. And Wes just catches a piece of a fastball. And the count is 1-2. And that evening, Schupak also walked six, and he did it in three innings, and he didn't allow a run. Shuckers ended up winning 3-2, thanks to an RBI double in the eighth inning by Keston Hira. They would clinch the South Division the following night. 1-2. And Clark bends back from an inside heater at 94. Well, the count goes even at 2-2. The Wahoos are looking to advance out of the South Division for the first time since 2017. 2-2 misses outside. It is 3-2. And this is a franchise that has never played a game in the Southern League Championship Series. Remember, whenever they won the series in 2017, it was a dual championship with Chattanooga. 3-2. And Clark takes above the letters for ball four. Second walk issued by Fulton, a man on with two gone, and Xavier Warren will be the batter. And that was when there was an approaching hurricane, and so the decision was made with Jacksonville and Pensacola playing in the South Division playoff series that year. They would have had to have hosted games at some point, as the first offer to Warren on the inner edge with a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. And so a dual champion was declared. Shuckers then knocked out the Wahoos in both 2018 and 2019. Well, hold down the 0-1. And Warren swings and misses over a breaking ball. It is 0-2. Xavier drove in the only two runs in this game back in the third inning. A two RBI double that he barreled up into the left field corner. Clark scoring from first on that play. He's on first here, and Fulton the 0-2. And Warren can check his swing on a slider away, and Fulton picks up his fifth strikeout of the night. We head on to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Shuckers still holding on to a 2-0 advantage over the Wahoos. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
All my friends are watching. Yeah.
Last of the fifth inning, Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Wahoos. Nassim Nunez leads it off and fouls the first one to the left side for a strike from the right-hander Justin Jarvis. It is 0-1. Well, that was the 180th pitch of this game as Jarvis bends in a curveball for a strike. It is 0-2. But Justin has now thrown 79 pitches in the game as the 0-2 and Nunez just catches a piece of a breaking ball foul. The count will stay at 0-2. Meanwhile, Yuri Perez threw 47 pitches to get through two innings, and Fulton is at 55 to get through his three. The 0-2 again. He's weakly tapped on the ground to second. Valerio has it skip up into his belt, and he throws to first, and Nunez is retired. So three pitches, one out for Jarvis. And check that, four pitches and one out for Jarvis, and it brings up J.D. Ord. But Jarvis so far tonight has managed to work around some traffic. 4 1/3 innings, two hits, but six walks and four strikeouts. First offer to Orr, and the left-handed hitter is flailing over a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. And I want to issue a public correction on our broadcast now. The 0-1 is lined into left center field. Long run over for Churio. He's not going to get there as it drops in. He cuts it off, though, and Orr holds up at first with a single. So J.D. Orr is on with one gone, and it brings up the other J.D., J.D. Osborne. Now, tonight, we've said that Jarvis has been throwing a lot of curveballs. I don't think he has. I think they've all pretty much been sliders. And now he's thrown a couple of those curveballs that have come in the mid to low 70s. That, or he just has about 12 miles per hour worth of manipulation on that curveball. First offer, there goes the runner. It's a called strike. The throw to second, the tag. Valerio holds on, and Nunez is thrown out for the fourth time in this series. This time it is Nick Cale again. An absolute perfect throw and a snow cone catch by Felix Valerio to cut down Orr that time, excuse me. Oh, it's another caught base stealer for the Shuckers. 2-4 on the putout of Orr. And a strike to Osborne to begin it as well. The 0-1, and that is down low. It is 1-1. And again, J.D. Orr is not someone who's caught very much this year. 38 steals, that's just the sixth time that he's been thrown out this season. As the 1-1 is low and outside with the slider. The count is two balls and one strike to Osborne. So what a throw by Nick Cale to cut down Orr. And the 2-1 is right on the outside edge, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes to Osborne. Now two gone and the base is empty. Shuckers leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Right-handed hitting Osborne waits, and the 2-2. And a breaking ball pulled over to third. Warren fields it shoulder high. Strong throw to first. And they get Osborne by a step and a half. So a single, a caught stealing, and two ground outs. And Justin Jarvis, despite six walks, is through five scoreless innings tonight. We go on to the sixth. The Shuckers have a 2-0 lead over Pensacola. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Two nothing Shuckers as we go to the sixth inning. Tristan Lutz leads it off from the right side. The southpaw Dax Fulton into his motion as the first pitch home is a slider outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Shuckers, two runs on two hits, no errors. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Wahoos. As a slider cuts all the way across the plate and misses inside to Tristan. And the count is two balls and no strikes. The story in this game has been the walks. 2-0 and Lutz, a sharp ground ball out to short. Picked by Nunez. And he's got plenty of time to make the throw for the out. One gone and Felix Valerio, the batter. Justin Jarvis, five scoreless innings, but he has issued six walks tonight. Meanwhile, six walks by the Wahoos, four from Yuri Perez, who went two scoreless innings, and two so far from Dax Fulton, who's now through 3 1/3. First offer to Valerio and a fastball right on the outside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Only runs in this one for the Shuckers, scored back in the third inning on a two RBI double by Xavier Warren. As Valerio is caught reaching for a ball off the plate. And the count is no balls and two strikes to Felix. The south ball, Fulton, the 0-2. He is high with a fastball at 94. And the count of ball and two strikes to Valerio. Felix 0 for 2 today with a couple of ground outs. The 1-2. And a check swing. They'll appeal down to first. And Bobby Tassoni says Valerio didn't hold up. It appeared that he did not. Six strikeouts now for Fulton. Two gone in the inning, and Jason Koka the batter. Dax Fulton, very much a pace of play enforcer here. Already has the glove up, waiting for Koka to get ready. First offer, and a slider bends in right over the heart of the plate for a strike. It is 0-1. 2-0 Shuckers with two gone and the bags empty in the sixth. As the 0-1 at Koka swings and misses at a changeup outside. And the count is now 0-2. Fulton, the 0-2 in the dirt. Ball and two strikes to Koka, who's 0-1 today with a strikeout, a walk, and a stolen base. Three stolen bases in the last two games for Yeason. The 1-2. And a breaking ball is swung over and missed. Seven strikeouts through four innings for Dax Fulton. But the Shuckers still have the upper hand, 2-0, as we go on to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Home half of the sixth inning, 2-0 Shuckers. New hurler on for Biloxi is the righty Kent Hassler.
And Hassler appearing in his 29th contest in AA with Biloxi, a 1-3 record. ERA just over 5 at 5.05. Four holds in 35 and two-thirds innings. He's walked 17, struck out of 43. Opponents hitting 248 off of him this year.
So he comes in, he'll get Gonzalez, Banfield, and Hollins, the 3-2 up here. As the day is over for Justin Jarvis, well, he battled today but did his job, five scoreless innings. Set on the first offer, and a slider comes over for a strike to Gonzalez, the left-handed hitter. It is 0-1. Final line for Jarvis, five innings, three hits, no runs, six walks, and four strikeouts. The 0-1, and a slider to Gonzalez. They have to check down to third, and there's no way that he held up on that. Well, the count is 0-2. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 tonight with a single back in the third. He was then canceled out on an inning-ending double play by Will Banfield, who waits on deck. Shuckers have turned a pair of twin killings tonight. The 0-2, and a slider is bounced out to first. Backhanded by Clark, and a nice feed overhand to a covering Hassler, as Clark was pretty much in the outfield when he brought that in. And he led Hassler right to the base. One gone, and Banfield will be the batter.
That's not an easy play at first. A ball that's going to have a lot of topspin on it. That's what brings Clark to the outfield. And a good job by Hassler to get over there. You know, first batter that you're adding may not be on alert, but a good feed as well, as you said.
Right-hander Hassler, here's the first offer to Banfield. He lifts it in the air to right. Whitley, an easy jog over. Now he'll take a few steps, slow and casual, and squeeze it for the out. So two quickly gone for Hassler, and Bubba Hollins the battle. The Shuckers leading 2-0. Hassler, the 5'10", 205-pound right-hander, native of Chandler, Arizona, 26 years old. Signed as a free agent out of the independent ranks by the Brewers back in May of last season. Works in full-length blue sleeves out from underneath the blue jersey top. As the first offer is a fastball, outer edge for a called strike, it is 0-1. Hassler also with the gray pants rolled up just about knee-high and shows the long blue stockings. Deep bend of his waist as he gets the sign and now comes mostly upright with the belt high set. The 0-1 is a slider low and in. 1-1. Now Hassler, a two-pitch pitcher. He goes a fastball and a slider. Remember when Robbie Baker joined the Shuckers, I happened to be down there for Baker's first bullpen that he threw. As the set of the 1-1. And now that's a slider hacked at a miss by Hollins. The count is 1-2. And Kent just happened to be standing there. And we were watching Baker throw his bullpen. And the description that Hassler said was, Robbie has got just a nasty changeup. And I said, well, you know, have you ever worked on a changeup? He said, no, it's a pitch I've never really thrown. The 1-2. And a slider swung on and missed. And why would you, when you can retire the side in order, including a strikeout, to polish off a clean sixth inning? We move on to the seventh. The Shuckers are still carrying a 2-0 advantage over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the seventh inning. The Shuckers still with a 2-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Nick Kale will lead it off. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. 9-1-2, two up for the Shuckers. They've scored the only two runs in the ballgame. Xavier Warren, two RBI double way back in the third inning. Left-hander Dax Fulton back out as a slider misses outside for a ball. Kale 0 for 2 today, a pair of strikeouts after his big night 2 nights ago. And the 1-0 this time catches the letters with a fastball. It is 1-1. Now Kale back on Wednesday night, double a home run. A walk and two RBI, scored three times as 1-1. And a curveball sneaks over the outer half for a strike. Fulton came in for Yuri Perez in the third inning. He's been very good the last three. As a fastball in the dirt, 2-2, he lays off. Allowed the two runs in the third, but really the only runner to reach in the middle part of the innings was a two-out walk issued to Wes Clark. That has been it. As Kales weakly grounds at third base side. In line with the bag, it's Hollins. Puts away Kale at first with a strong throw across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout, and one gone on the top of the seventh. Lineup card flips over to Corey Ray, the Shuckers left fielder. With one out, nobody on. Top of the seventh inning, 2-0 Biloxi, who are going for their eighth straight victory today. Ray 0 for 2, walked back in the first as a curveball misses low and away, and Ray doesn't chase after it. Third baseman Bubba Hollins stands in on the grass at third base, 1-0. And a curveball this time finds the bottom of the zone. It's picture perfect at the knees for a strike. Bolts in 1-1. And a curveball at the belt for a called strike. Nothing but off speed here. 74 pitches now. Nobody up in warming. This could be his last inning, though, unless he's very efficient. 1-2, and Ray swings and misses as he actually caught a piece of a breaking ball. That is now eight strikeouts for Dax Fulton, though. Mickey two gone to the top of the seventh. Now Fulton struck out eight in his second doublet outing in Chattanooga. As a changeup peels away from the right-handed hitter Jackson Churio for a ball. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers, top of the seventh. And the 1-0. And Churio just catches the edge of the barrel on it. On a changeup that fouls and ricochets off the catcher's gear of Banfield. Brewers' number one prospect, 0-3 today. Pop out, fly out, and a strikeout. His last time up in the fifth, 1-1. And a breaking ball slithers in on the outside, a corner of the kneecaps for strike two. Fulton looking to retire. The last seven been in order. 1-2. And Churio pops it foul. First base side. As it sprays into the seats. And they'll do it again. And right now has retired the last six in a row. Fulton has 1-2. And Churio checks his swing, but he goes around, says home plate umpire Stephen Hodgins. Fastball 95 gets him, and it's a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning for Dax Fulton. 2-0 Shuckers, though. It's stretch time in Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
But the seventh inning in Pensacola, 2-0 Shuckers lead. New pitch of the ball game. It's the right-hander Taylor Floyd.
Well, Floyd making his 21st appearance with the Shuckers. He's 0-1 with an 8.18 ERA. 22 innings, 24 runs, 20 earned.
First pitch slider at the knees called strike to Marcus Chu.
28 hits, 20 walks, 25 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 308 against Floyd, who's making his second outing in his return to the Shuckers.
The 0-1 and a fastball low at 91. And the count evens 1-1. Well, very effective in his return. Well, back on Tuesday, scoreless sitting allowed a hit. Struck out 1. 1-1. And that's low and away at 91, 2-1. Floyd takes over for the right-hander Ken Hassler, who was effective in the bottom of the sixth inning, retired the three men he needed. All in order, struck out 1-3, just 8 total pitches. As a slider Chu out in front of the slider. 2-2. 7 strikes, by the way. That's the most effective pitcher we've seen tonight, both sides. Plenty of walks to go around. 6 from Pensacola, 6 from Biloxi. As Chu stumbles down to a knee, lays off the slider down the way, and so the count's full. As he did it, used every ounce of his body in effort to hold that barrel above his right shoulder. 3-2 and another peeling slider he lays off into the left-hander's batter's box. It's ball 4, and there is another one. 7 today for Biloxi. So man at first, tying run to the plate of the second baseman, Demetrius Sims. Oh, by the way, again, the Shuckers coming in today tied for the second longest active winning streak at 7 games with the Toledo Mudhens. The one team in front of them, as Sims tries to put one down third base side, but it squeaks foul towards the on-deck circle third base side for a strike 1. Well, the one team in front of the Mudhens and the Shuckers were the Portland Sea Dogs. They lost today to the Somerset Patriots, a double-A affiliate for the New York Yankees. 2-1 final score there. As the 0-1, Sims swinging away, and he takes a slider outside for a ball, 1-1.
Wait, you were telling me that a New York Yankees double-A affiliate is playing in the Eastern League playoffs? Say it isn't so.
Say it ain't so, Joe. As fastball misses outside, 2-1.
For those unfamiliar, the Trenton Thunder, who used to be the AA affiliate at that level for the Yankees, pretty much always were in the Eastern League playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. 2-1, and that's rifled foul first base side into the netting for strike two. It's ironic enough, that was always my travel ball team. We always had the Thunder logo. I see a lot of teams, you know, down here use some logos and stuff like that. That was our travel team. We had the Thunder logo, the hats, we had the jerseys, the BP tops, all that.
And I guess it's not the playoffs yet there in the Eastern League. I'm thinking about the lower levels where they're already into postseason play.
As Floyd spins and turns to first. Cubs, for example, you got the Smokies, South Bend in the playoffs right now, in the Midwest League in the High A. Plenty going on in minor league baseball as that's pulled third base side. Spinning stop from Warren. It goes to second, and Blair can't hang on. As you try to stretch off the second base back, but even if he corrals it, I still think that Chu is in. But Xavier Warren just saved at least two advancing to third and possibly extra bases.
That's an incredible play by Warren over at third towards the line, and great strength to even get it to second base and give Valerio a chance at it. But I think you're right. I think that Chu would slid in safe before that opportunity.
First pitch slider is hacked over and missed for a strike to Thomas Jones. So the tying runs on base. Go ahead, run of the plate right now in Jones. 2-0 Biloxi lead, nobody out. A walk and a single to kickstart this seventh. And a slider, Jones serves in the center field. Churio jogs in, plants his feet, makes the catch. And Chu doesn't even try to. The ball was not deep enough at all. A crucial first down. So the runner is having to hold. Chu stays at second. Sims at first. And we talked about before the six walks from Jarvis, but able to use two double plays to advantage, including an inning ender in the third. With runners on first and second and one out. Floyd, a sinker ball pitcher. Just like Zach Vinero, can he get one here? And a slider down and inside as Nunez bulges out of the way. Almost comes in and hits the switch hitter back from the left side against the right-hander, Floyd. Shimmy shimmies on the mound, the glove set, and down and in with a fastball, 2-0. Again, Pensacola has never led in this series. 34 innings they're going on right now. 2-0 is shot foul third base side. Picks off an inning right to Kevin Randall. Makes the redirection catch. Strike one to Nunez. As a slider misses low in the dirt. Kale will stab it. It's 3-1. Nunez today 0-2, walked in the first inning. Still hitting 6-13 in this series. 3-1, and Nunez fouls it off the home plate umpire, Stephen Hodgins, in his leg. He's okay, though. Counts full 3-2. But 18 pitches in this inning for Taylor Floyd, 9 strikes. Looking to work around some traffic. 3-2, and Nunez, chopper right side. Valerio spins a second for one. Coca comes across quickly, and he got him at first. Another inning-ending double play as the Shuckers turn their third tonight. Second that ends an inning. No runs, a hit, and a man left on base. 7 innings in the books. 2-0 Shuckers in Pensacola. Clinging on to their lead. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Nothing Biloxi advantage over Pensacola as we enter the top of the eighth inning. New pitcher Josiah Mendez in the ballgame. And taking the rest of the way home, he's sent it back over to Garrett Green.
Well, thank you so much, Thomas. Yes, for Mendez, his third appearance with the Wahoos. 5 innings, 1 run on 3 hits. He's walked 1 and struck out 4. Garrett Whitley leads it off. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike at 94. It is 0-1. This is the second time that we have seen Mendez in this series. He pitched back on Tuesday night. 0-1 is at the knees with a fastball, and it's quickly 0-2 to Whitley, who's 0-2 tonight with a walk and a run scored back in the third inning. The only runs that have scored in this game as the Shuckers lead it 2-0. The set and the 0-2, and Whitley fouls it off the plate as it dribbles in front of the mound. And the count will stay at 0-2. Mendez came in and threw 3 innings on Tuesday night. 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Shuckers, remember, won that game 7-2, so he came in mostly in mop-up duty that night. Another 0-2, and Whitley fists it in the air down the right field line. Gonzalez racing towards the line. He's not going to get there, but it's foul. Remember, Whitley had a Texas League double just like that in the ballgame last night in the 6th inning. This one falls in foul ground. The count will stay at 0-2 to Garrett. Shuckers scoring their 2 runs back in the 3rd inning. On a 2-RBI double by Xavier Warren after a walk by Whitley and a single by Clark. Meanwhile, the right hitter Justin Jarvis, 5 scoreless innings. Kent Hassler, a scoreless inning. And Taylor Floyd worked around a walk and a single to throw a scoreless bottom of the 7th. Mendez readies, and the 0-2 again. And Whitley takes above the letters for a ball. It is 1-2. Mendez, just 22 years old, 6'2", 180 pounds, a native of the Dominican Republic. The 1-2. And Whitley lines it into center field. Running back on it is Jones. He reaches over his head. And at the warning track, he brings it in and peels off before he collides with the wall. Over his head, backhanded grab by the center fielder Thomas Jones to rob Whitley of at least a double to center. First down in the inning.
Now, just a spectacular out, and again, Jones, a highly decorated football player, could have played football in college as well, opted to go to the professional baseball route, kind of like Sal Frelick, a similar route that he would have taken.
So now it's Wes Clark, and the first offer is a breaking ball, weaved over and missed for a strike. It is 0-1.
Sal also had the opportunity to maybe be a hockey player, and Al LaBeouf, who was the hitting coach for the Shuckers in 2018 and is now up in Nashville, as this is fouled off. It is 0-2. But in an interview that he did about Sal Frelick with one of the beat writers up in Milwaukee, asked him what he liked, one of the things he really pointed to was the fact that Sal was a hockey player, and he brings that hockey mentality and that competitive edge and that grit to the diamond every day, especially when he's in the batter's box hitting. We saw plenty of that. As the 0-2 to Clark, and West strikes out swinging on a breaking ball. First time that Clark has been retired tonight. Two gone in the inning, and Xavier Warren will be the batter.
It's always that toughness you see out of Sal. I mean, somebody who never wore any protection in the legs or the arm guards or anything like that, and we saw a number of times this year just him getting beat up. You know, foul ball is off the ankle and the toes, and always stuck in there, though.
He might end up wearing one of those at some point, as Warren lifts the first one into right field over a jumping Sims, and it's the second hit of the night for Warren, the third time that he's been on base. Xavier is swinging a really good bat lately, part of a five-game hitting streak, and he's on base for Tristan Lutz with two outs here in the eighth. Warren with his double when he was hitting from the right side, now singles from the left side. A pull power from both sides of the plate for Warren. Lutz, the right-hander, waits. The first offer forces him to bend his belt back and in as a fastball missed. It's 1-0. Shuckers with a 2-0 lead thanks to Xavier's two RBI double back in the third. That has been it tonight. 1-0. And Lutz takes that one, his belt high, but right over the inner edge for a strike. It is 1-1. Lutz so far 0-for-3 tonight. Two strikeouts and a sharp grounder to short his last time up in the sixth. Short leadoff at first for Xavier in the 1-1. He is low with a slider. And it's two balls and one strike to Tristan. And the Shuckers have a right-hander warming out in their bullpen. Looks like Taylor Floyd will throw just one inning tonight. 2-1, bounce the other way. Warren was out in front of it, and it goes behind him into right field. Tristan Lutz has his first hit since his return from the IL. What a job by Xavier to sprint in front of that ball as it went bounding into right field. Back-to-back singles, and the Shuckers might have something going here for Felix Valerio.
Now, we've seen a lot of that from Tristan this year, and they have the second baseman, Sims, more up the middle because possibly the steal, and Lutz sees the big hole and just shoots the other way.
So now it's Valerio from the right side, and the first offer is muscled into shallow center field. Jones hesitates, now comes in two steps, and he hauls in the line drive above his head. So the Shuckers, two-out singles, but nothing else in a scoreless top of the inning. We head on to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Shuckers still holding on to a 2-0 advantage. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Home half of the eighth inning, 2-0 Shuckers over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. James Meeker is in the ballgame. J.D. Orr, the left-handed hitter, the first man up. He slashes the first pitch foul for a strike.
A second appearance in Double-A for Meeker. Tossed a scoreless inning. Needed just 8 total pitches, so he's an effective worker. Made 42, though, back in Wisconsin. Recorded 17 saves.
The 0-1. And that comes in, and it hits Orr on his leading arm. J.D. immediately turns and says to Kale, that's all right. I know there was nothing by it. It's a 2-run ball game. You're not exactly seeking out putting a runner on and bringing the tying run of the plate in the form of J.D. Osborne. That's exactly what has happened here. So fastball high and tight. So a man on with nobody gone, and it will be the right-handed hitting Osborne. And Meeker spins and throws, and Clark does a good job to dig it out on a short hop. Now the attention for Meeker, back to Osborne at home. And the first pitch is a big swing and a miss on an elevated fastball at 91 for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, coming into today, Meeker is 7th in minor league baseball in saves this season. He's got 17, the 0-1. And that is just a little outside with a cutter. The count is 1-1 to Osborne. Cam Robinson, the former Biloxi Shucker, still leading minor league baseball with 25 saves. The set and the 1-1. And this is shot into center field, fading towards right, but drifting over is Churio. Now towards the right field gap, he'll bring it in for the out. Orr has to stay put. One gone, and Norel Gonzalez will be the hitter. There's Eric Torres for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Currently 3rd in minor league baseball in saves with 21. Gonzalez wide open stance from the left side as he waits, and the first pitch is dipped into the mid of Kale, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers leading it 2-0 thanks to the 2-RBI double by Xavier Warren back in the third. Justin Jarvis, 5 scoreless innings tonight. 0-1, and Gonzalez a late swing and a miss on a high fastball. It's 0-2. And Orr took a big jump off of first. He leapt over towards second, but he didn't actually try and steal the base. Remember, the Shuckers have caught him stealing once tonight. An elevated fastball like that, that would have been a good one for Kale to throw down. 0-2 is outside with the changeup. The count is 1-2. Meeker, now that he's operating out of the stretch, he has a very quick stride home. Not much of a windup, and kind of a slide-step delivery to the plate. 1-2, and Gonzalez bounces it to Clark on one hop. Throw to second for one. Return to first. Not in time. And Gonzalez legs it out to dodge what would have been the 4th double play of the night for Biloxi. That one certainly looked like they got the return throw, but it is a safe call at first, so Gonzalez reaches on the fielder's choice. 3-6 on the putout of Orr for the second out. And again, you would rather have Gonzalez as the man at first as opposed to Orr, who is one of the Southern League leaders in steals. Now it's Banfield from the right side, and the first offer is a cutter on the outside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Banfield so far tonight, a walk in the second, hit into a double play in the third, and fly to right in the ninth. The 0-1 is pop back foul. It's 0-2. The sixth. I haven't done that very much. Doesn't make sense. We're in the eighth.
can it possibly fly down in the net?
Let's see. Went forward and then went back in time.
Just took a little look at the number and flipped it in my head. 0-2 is fouled right back to us. That'll wake you up. And the count stays in no balls and two strikes. Well, you certainly hope that this is the last time the Banfield is batting in this game.
I hope so.
Right now, a man on first and two gone. Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over Pensacola. Right-hander James Meeker sets from the first beside in the 0-2. And a breaking ball is looped back of home in the foul. And the count is 0-2. Asked James the other day when I first got a chance to chat with him what all he threw, and he said, fastball, a cutter, a changeup, and then a breaking ball. I don't throw it very often. Well, there it was right there. It had kind of a slurvy trait to it. This time he comes home with a fastball, and Banfield fouls off another. Four consecutive foul balls by the catcher, and it stays at 0-2. Bubba Hollins, the third baseman, would be next. Gonzalez at first with two gone, and the Shuckers leading it 2-0 in the bottom of the inning. Meeker with the set out from his chest, and the right-hander's 0-2. He's just off the outside edge, maybe a little high with a cutter. The count is 1-2 to Banfield. Center fielder Churio shaded about two steps towards right. Whitley is relatively deep in right field. Ray deep in straightaway left. The 1-2 is lined out to Whitley in right. He has to jog over a few steps, and chest high brings in the line drive. And so Meeker walks the first man, but gets out of it without allowing the man to get into scoring position in a scoreless bottom of the eighth. We go on to the ninth, and the Shuckers still holding on to a 2-0 advantage on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the ninth inning, the Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Wahoos will turn to their second true reliever of the night as the right-hander Brady Puckett is into the ballgame.
Yeah, the 27-year-old out of Lipscomb University appearing in his 11th game with AA Pensacola. No record, an ERA of 12. He's allowed 12 earned runs in 9 innings. One home run, walked 10, struck out 11.
So it'll be 8-9-1, Coca, Kale, and Ray, the 3-2 up. Right-hander Puckett deals the first. And a fastball is down low to Coca for a ball. It is 1-0. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Shuckers. No runs, four hits, no errors for the Wahoos. Next offer, fastball again low from the right-hander Puckett. And he'll go to the rosin bag for a touch and then be ready to deal again. The righty's 2-0. And Coca swinging out of his shoes as he misses an inside fastball. It's 2-1. Well, Puckett is an imposing presence on the mound. 6'8", 220 pounds. The 2-1.
And Koga, a jam shot the opposite way, sliding to his left as Hollins. He wheels and throws and retires Yeson. 5-3 ground out, one gone at the inning, and Nick Kale the batter. So tonight we have had 6'8" Yuri Perez, 6'7" Dax Fulton, and now 6'8" Brady Puckett on the mound.
Start a basketball team.
Nick Kale in, and the first offer is a slider that misses downstairs for a ball. It is 1-0. Might have been throwing batting practice off of a milk crate today. 1-0. And Kale swings and misses at a fastball. It is 1-1. Find a way to try and simulate that height. Maybe prop up the pitching machine a little more. 1-1 is pulled over towards short. Four-hopper picked by Nunez. And his throw to first. Chu has to go down to a knee and kind of stumble away from the bag. But he held it in time to retire Kale. Two ground outs, and the lineup turns over to Corey Ray with the Shuckers still ahead 2-0 here in the ninth. Well, it looks like Biloxi's got their own tall right-hander getting warm in the bullpen. 6'6" Ryan Middendorf is getting loose as Corey Ray takes a slider that bends over the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Ray so far tonight, 0-3 with a walk tonight. 0-1 and a rip and a miss on another slider in tight. The count is 0-2. Right-hander Brady Puckett, the 0-2. And Ray strikes out swinging on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. So a 1-2-3 ninth for Puckett. That sends us on to the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers looking to close out their eighth consecutive win and lock up a series victory on the road. They're going to face Hollins, Chu, and Sims, and it's going to be Middendorf in the ninth. We'll have it for you on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Two nothing Biloxi as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers will turn to the right-hander Ryan Middendorf to try and close out this win tonight.
And Middendorf's sixth appearance, 0-2 record, a 5.19 ERA. One hold in 8 2/3 innings has allowed 5 runs, a home run, walk 7, struck out 11. Opponents hitting .265 off of him this year.
So it's Bubba Hollins from the right side on the first pitch. And Hollins thought about swinging and holds up on an inside fastball. It is 1-0. Shuckers scored 2 runs back in the third inning on a 2-RBI double by Xavier Warren. The 1-0 is just off the outside edge with the fastball. It is 2-0. Justin Jarvis, 5 scoreless innings.
Kent Hassler, Taylor Floyd, and James Meeker, each with a scoreless frame. The set and the 2-0. And that is popped in the air, right side, drifting foul ground. Long run for Whitley, but it's into the netting that guards the terrace down the first base line and foul. So it's 2-1 to Hollins. Minnendorf, the 6'6", 220-pound right-hander, 24 years old, a native of Westchester in Ohio. Signed by the Brewers out of the independent ranks back on June 14th of this season. Set and the 2-1 offer is just outside with the tailing fastball. Here's a two-seamer, and he's trying to get it to slice back over the outside edge with the right-hander. The count goes to 3-1. Here's the offer. And it's popped up. Left side of the diamond. Coca calling for it. Coming in towards second base and one step behind the bag. The shortstop makes the catch for the out. One gone and Marcus Chu the batter. Middendorf does have one save this year. Came back when he was with the low A Carolina Mudcats back on July 23rd. Came in the ninth inning against Down East with Carolina leading 3-1 and locked down the save. First offer to Chu when a big sweeping slider is on the outside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Chu 0-2 tonight, a strikeout, hit him to a double play, and he walked his last time up in the seventh. Middendorf, the righty's 0-1. A fastball is swung through and missed. Chu finishes staring out at the left field gap. He was aiming to put one into the bag. Instead, it's 0-2. Middendorf barely with a foot on the first base side of the rubber. Strides home with the 0-2. And a fastball is just outside. Well, Middendorf has been very close on the outer edge, but just can't find that outside part of the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes to Chu. Middendorf ready again, the 1-2. And a slider off the end of the bat, fly ball, shallow right field, tracking in, it's going to drop in. Whitley is up with it, and the throw comes into second base. But a flare single by Marcus Chu that dunks in between Clark and Whitley is going to bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Demetrius Sim. Just the fifth hit of the night for Pensacola. And it brings up the second baseman, Sims, who has reached all three times tonight. Two walks, a stolen base, and a single his last time up in the seventh. Middendorf readies and the first pitch slider. Drilled into left field. That'll drop down and go all the way to the wall. Picked up by Ray. Chu is going to get the stop sign at third. And it's a good thing he did, because he would have been out by a mile at home plate. But it's a line drive double by Sims. And now the tying run is in scoring position. And the winning run is coming to the plate in the form of Thomas Jones.
Well, that time Sims just saw a hanging slider middle in. And he just pulls it down the left field line. That's really the first hit today that has been hard contact as well. There's a lot of been just dinkers on the infield, and you saw the Chu little flare that fell. They just found the right spots, and that's all it takes sometimes. There's one little blooper, and then the line drive double.
Well, a good job by Ray on a ball that got all the way to the outfield wall to pick it up and make a strong throw into Jason Coca. That prevents a run from scoring. But now second and third with one gone, and Jones the batter. The first pitch is a fastball way outside. It's 1-0. Well, the Shuckers have flirted with danger over the last two nights. So what else would you expect with a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning? Chu at third, Sims at second. And the 1-0. And this is lifted into left field. Ray is racing back. Churio is there. He's going to make the grab, and the throw will come to third. So the shutout is broken up in the ninth as Chu scores. But a big second out as Jones flies out to center. And Biloxi leads it by just a run at 2-1. So the tying run still at second in the form of Sims. And Nunez the batter with two outs. First run that Pensacola has scored since the fifth inning on a Wednesday night. And the first offer is a changeup way outside for a ball. It's 1-0. 2-1 Shuckers here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Right-hander Ryan Middendorf, the 1-0. And a slider is yanked foul. Nunez was way out in front in the count. It is 1-1. The set and the 1-1. A fastball low and outside, 2-1 now to Nunez. Nunez so far tonight, 0-3 with three groundouts and a walk. The 2-1 is a slider outside corner for a called strike. And the count draws level at 2-2. Demetrius Sims at second. A run across on the sack fly, two gone in the bottom of the ninth, and a 2-1 Shuckers advantage. Right-hander Ryan Middendorf readies, and the 2-2 is fouled back. We'll do it again at 2-2 to Nunez. Center fielder Churio playing pretty much straight away. Left fielder Ray is in a few steps. Whitley relatively deep in right. First baseman Clark off the bag and in a few steps. As the 2-2 is high, the count has run full. J.D. Orr is the man on deck. He would be next. Runner at second. Two gone. And Middendorf's 3-2 is way outside with a slider, ball four. And now the winning run is on base for the Wahoos in the bottom of the ninth inning. And J.D. Orr will come to bat. The eighth walk issued by the Shuckers tonight. And with that, Nick Childs is going to come out and have a word with Middendorf. As he does, let's go ahead and take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Shuckers with a 2-1 lead over Pensacola. With two outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. But Demetrius Sims is at second, and Nassim Nunez is at first as the winning run. Right-hander Ryan Middendorf, a flyout from Bubba Hollins, a single and a double, and then a sack fly for the second out that scored the run. Shuckers looking to win their eighth consecutive game. It would be a new season high. J.D. Orr, the left-handed hitter, digs in. And Middendorf, the first offer. And Orr fouls it straight down to the plate for a strike. It is 0-1. The Shuckers have led this one since the third on a 2-RBI double by Xavier Warren. Thank you. Middendorf 0-1. Misses outside with a fastball. It is 1-1. No action out in Biloxi's pen. So this is Middendorf's ninth. Wide open stance from Osborne as he waits in the 1-1. This is down low with a slider. The count is 2-1. Left fielder tonight is 1-for-3. Singled and was caught stealing in the fifth. Fouled out in the first and flied out in the third. He was hit by a pitch his last time up in the eighth. Runners on first and second and the 2-1. He's outside with a fastball. It's three balls and one strike to Orr. And J.D. Osborne waiting on deck. Tying run at second, winning run at first. Middendorf, the 3-1, is just outside ball four. And the bases are loaded. So the second walk issued by Middendorf, and that now puts the winning run in scoring position and brings up J.D. Osborne, the designated hitter. The good news for the Shuckers, two outs here in the bottom of the ninth, hanging on to a 2-1 lead. And Middendorf's first pitch is a fastball outside. Hale had set an inside target, and Middendorf just overcooked it. Right-hander stretches out the arms. Glove tucked up against his hip as he stands upright and gets the sign from Kale. Now brings the right hand into the black leather glove, the 1-0. A rip and a miss. Osborne, as he's done a lot tonight, finishes his swing, staring out to the left field fence. He's aiming to end this one in grand fashion. Bases loaded and two outs and a one-run lead for Biloxi. Infield played back as the 1-1 slider is fouled back. It's 1-2. The outfield playing in a step. Goal is to not let the winning run score on something hit in front of you. Bases empty and two gone. A 2-1 Shuckers lead. The right-hander Ryan Middendorf. His 1-2. Outside with a fastball at 92, and the count draws even. Sims at third, Nunez at second, Orr at first. Good speed all the way around for the Wahoos. And a step off by Middendorf. He'll take the disengagement as a standard step off to get himself reset. Right-hander has his sign. And the 2-2 is a slider fouled off the end of the bat back to the backstop by Osborne. And the battle continues. Middendorf now up to 29 pitches here in this bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded and two outs. The 2-2 is a slider. He swings and misses. And Middendorf locks down his first double-A save. It wasn't without drama, but the Shuckers have won a season-high 8 consecutive games. It's their fourth straight win over the Wahoos, securing a series victory to close out the year. Another nip-and-tuck performance by the Shuckers, and another one-run victory, this time 2-1 tonight over the Wahoos. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow when the Shuckers can look to win their ninth consecutive game. Postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Shuckers 2-1 winners over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos tonight. Another close contest. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Let's run you back through this one. And man, 2-1 just does not begin to tell the tale of this game. The Shuckers had a scoring chance in the first inning against the right hitter Yuri Perez, who was making his first outing for Pensacola in 6 weeks. He walked the bases loaded with two outs, but got a strikeout to leave them full. Justin Jarvis walked the leadoff man in the first, but he worked around it with a pair of strikeouts, but ran into trouble in the second when he walked Will Banfield to start the inning, struck out the next two, but then walked Demetrius Sims and Thomas Jones to load up the bases. Nassim Nunez, though, bounced out, and Jarvis was out of the jam. Shuckers would take the lead in the third inning as Garrett Whitley worked a one-out walk, and then Wes Clark dropped in a single to put two men on base. Xavier Warren then doubled to left, and the Shuckers took a 2-0 lead as both runners scored. That was it offensively for Biloxi. After the double from Warren, they got a two-out walk from Wes Clark in the fifth, and they got back-to-back singles by Warren and Lutz in the eighth, and that was it for their offense the rest of the way. However, it was enough in this evening's contest as Justin Jarvis got some pitcher's best friends behind him. He had a man reach in the third inning, but got an inning-ending double play after a walk and a single. And he turned another double play in the fourth inning after a leadoff single by Hollins, walked Demetrius Sims, his sixth walk of the night, but got out of that as Jones lined out to left. And then in the fifth inning, Jarvis has finally gave up a single to J.D. Orr, who was caught trying to steal second and got a ground out to bring it into his ninth. Shuckers got a 1-2-3 inning out of Hassler in the sixth. Taylor Floyd walked the leadoff man and gave up a single to Sims, but then got a fly out to shallow center by Jones and another double play, the third time killing of the night for the Shuckers, to bring the seventh to a close. James Meeker hit the first batter that he faced, but worked around it, didn't let a man get into scoring position as he threw a scoreless eighth. And then the ninth inning is where things got a little interesting. Ryan Middendorf came on, got Bubba Hollins to pop out for the first out, but then Marcus Chu with a flare single that just dunked into right field. Then Demetrius Sims with a double out to the left field wall, and a second consecutive night that the decision was made by the Wahoos to hold up the runner at third base tonight it was definitely the right call. Corey Ray did a great job to scoop the ball and left to make a strong throw. If they would have sent the runner, he would have been out by a wide margin. Instead, Thomas Jones comes up, and a sack fly to center delivers the first run of the game. Middendorf then walked the next two batters, but got J.D. Osborne to strike out swinging to bring this game to a close and lock down the 2-1 win for the Shuckers. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look around the Southern League as well as a look at the Nashville Sounds and the Brewers score from tonight. Plus, we'll get you set for tomorrow where the Shuckers can go for their 9th consecutive victory. 2-1 winner tonight for the Shuckers. And the postgame show continues on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Shuckers 2-1 winners tonight over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, but we're not the only action in the Southern League. For a look at scores from around the rest of the league, let's send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. We're going to start in Mississippi, where the Embrys held just 2 hits today. They do get a run, but they fall 4-1. Biscuits pull out 10 hits in the contest. Did have 2 errors, though. Blake Hunt got the Biscuits on the board first, an RBI triple in the top of the 6th inning. Of course, you're playing at Trustmark Park. A catcher can get a triple. We saw Thomas Dillard get one. Then Tyler Frank scores him an RBI single, 2-0. Kyle Manzardo sack fly in the 7th. Made it 3-0. The only run for the Embrays and Andrew Moritz RBI ground out. And Holsizer a RBI double in the top of the 9th inning. Strong pitching performance. It was a bullpen day, though, for the Biscuits. Joe LaSorsa strikes out 5-3 shutout innings, allows a hit. Graham Stinson, the former Duke Blue Devil, 2 scoreless. Alan Strong, 2 scoreless. Andrew Gross, 2 scoreless. He picks up his 3rd save of the season. Again, Biscuits win 4-1. Rocket City clings on to a 2-1 victory. Colton Ingram picks up his 10th save of the season. Mason Erla improves to 5-6. Erla went 6 shutout innings today. Struck out 2, walked 2, and allowed just 4 hits in the contest. Sean Burke lasts just 3 1/3 innings. He falls 2-7. The offense, though, carried by Zach Neto. Multi-hit game for him. RBI double the bomb of the 1st inning. Then the bomb of the 2nd. Kevin Maitana solo home run. And the Barons only run coming at the top of the 7th. Luis Nieces, an RBI single. Another low-scoring offensive game They had a few more hits, though. 7 hits for Birmingham, 6 for Rocket City. And then one game is still in action in Chattanooga. 7-5 Lookouts on top. Surprising, too, their Eastern time. So I don't know if they had a delay or they are just playing a long game over there in Tennessee. But a couple big hits there from Reese Hines and then Christian Encarnacion and Strand. He's driven home, too, with 2 hits. Hines also a 2 RBI day for him. So some good offense over there for the Chattanooga Lookouts. And then for the Tennessee Smokies, really not too much going for them, but Jake Slaughter, an RBI single for him. Nelson Maldonado, an RBI double. So a few of the big names we've seen over there with Tennessee Smokies. They're getting ready for their playoff run as well. But again, Smokies trailing 7-5 right now. Bottom of the eighth inning, a man at first and 2 outs.
All right. Thank you so much for the look at the Southern League scoreboard, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
As for the Brewers organization tonight, again, the only other team in the Brewers org that's still playing, that's AAA Nashville. They're taking on the AAA Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp tonight. And unfortunately for Robert Gasser, he has not gotten any offensive support this evening. Gasser goes 5 innings, 2 runs, just one of them was earned on 3 hits, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. But Nashville has been held to a grand total of 5 hits in this evening's game. Sal Frelick does have one of them. He had a single, so that extends his on-base streak to 33 games.
Wow.
At AAA, he's still hitting .361 up there. And right now they're in the bottom of the eighth inning, Jacksonville with a 4-0 lead. As for the big league crew, they have fought back from a 5-0 deficit after 1.5 innings. Yankees in Milwaukee, the first time that New York has been in Wisconsin playing the Brewers since 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, so Josh Donaldson with a sack fly that scored Aaron Judge. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa with an RBI single that scored Gleyber Torres. And then Marwin Gonzalez with an RBI single that scored Oswaldo Cabrera. So it was 3-0 New York in the first. Josh Donaldson then hit into a force out, and a throwing error by Colton Wong brought home a second run. But then in the bottom of the second inning, Willy Adames, his 29th home run of the year, was a 3-run blast. Adames then had a ground rule double that scored Christian Yelich, and a sacrifice fly by Rowdy Tellez brought in Yelich, and the Brewers tied it at 5. Aaron Judge just struck out against former Biloxi Shucker Justin Topa, who, as the great Adam McAlvey, the beat writer for the Brewers, said, threw him a fastball right down Wisconsin Avenue at 96 miles an hour. But the Judge could not catch up to. Judge, so far tonight, has a intentional walk, a check swing single. I believe he had a single in the first inning as well, and now a strikeout. So obviously,
no home runs yet.
Judge on a home run watch there in Wisconsin tonight. But the Brewers in a big one, 5-5 right now as that game has gone to the top of the fifth inning. Other scores that I know people are interested in. Braves tonight leading the Phillies 7-2. That game is currently in the bottom of the eighth inning. Braves need the win today because the Mets beat the Pirates today 4-3. Edwin Diaz got his 30th save. Taijuan Walker got his 12th win today. So those are certainly ones to keep your eyes on. Meanwhile, from the National League side of things, Cardinals and Reds are currently tied at 4 in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Padres are leading Arizona 3-0 right now. That game is just now heading to the bottom of the third. So certainly playoff implications in the National League when you talk about the National League East race between the Mets and the Braves, as well as the wild card race. Good news for the Brewers if the Phillies lose today, but they're going to need Arizona to pick it up and try and do them some favors as the Brewers are in a 5-5 tie right now against New York. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Biloxi, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. They left 8 men on base. For Pensacola, 1 run on 6 hits. They did not commit an error. They left 11 men on base. Justin Jarvis gets the win. He's 2-1 now at AA. The loss goes to Dax Fulton, who drops to 1-1. And Ryan Middendorf gets the save, his first at AA. Thomas, if you have it off the top of your head, Pensacola in this series now with runners in scoring position,
So what did they do tonight?
They were 0-4-6 with men in scoring position tonight.
So they are now 1-for-30.
That is a good formula for the Shuckers to prevent Pensacola from driving in runners, and that's how the Shuckers got their win tonight. They are now 66-67 on the year. They're 32-34 in the second half, and they've won 8 in a row. It will literally take the franchise record. The franchise record for wins in a row is 10, done twice by the 2019 Biloxi Shuckers. But if Biloxi can finish out the year and win their final two games against Pensacola, they're going to finish the year 500, which wow, would be just incredible from where this team was. They do get the win tonight, though, to improve to 66-67. And Pensacola, 67-62 on the year. They're now 500 in the second half at 33-33. Next up, it is another 6:35 p.m. It is the penultimate game, the second-to-last game of the season tomorrow night. And the Shuckers are going to send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound one last time. Bennett, 6-11 with a 5 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Cody Mincy, 5-6 with a 6.14 earned run average. 6:05 on the first pitch tomorrow night. So we're on the air for you at 5:50 for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch right here in Pensacola. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work tonight. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and social media. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Friday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole contest, we are thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball as we wind down the season a part of your evening. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Your final score, the Shuckers 2, the Wahoos 1. Shuckers have won 8 in a row. They go for their 9th straight win tomorrow night in the second-to-last game of the season. We really hope that you will join us then. We will speak to you at that time. Until then, good night from the Western Panhandle of Florida.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi,